90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome to Live and Local, a show featuring live songs from local musicians. The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience, is sponsoring this episode. And tonight, local band Fat Stallion has joined me. They'll start up the live set with their song, Prospect.
Can I try that scene? Our hearts come out to play. Learn to sing again. And darling, can we show the world that even after all, love is still our song?
Coming up now is All Over by local band Fat Stallion, only here on 90.5 KCSU, Fort Collins.
I walk by the place where we first met, the way you looked when I introduced myself. I smiled to my myself without a single regret. Nothing but nail polish was left on top of the shelf. Knowing where we could place our trust, we knew there was a future ahead of us. By where we spent so many nights, holding back sleep just to spend more time together. Midnight walks to fix friends and fights. It sure felt like it would last forever. But now I'm all alone down memory lane. As I reach the end, I guess I can't complain. Back the single cent I'd spend on you. I couldn't take back the single second I'd spent with you. With you, yeah. That's all over now. That's all over now. That's all over now. As we discover how to give or to without a little. That's all over now.
Done. It's time to end it.
KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. We just heard Prospect and All Over by Fat Stallion. They've been experimenting in rock for quite a while, and their latest hip-hop album is pushing the boundaries of that experimentation. Tonight, all four members have joined me in the studio, so let's do some intros real quick. You can go around the room and say your name and your favorite local band, because I'm interested.
Ooh. My name is Jack Elliott. I play bass and sing, and I'm the executive producer for the band.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa, dude. And my favorite local band.
It's a tough question.
It's a really tough question. I would probably have to say Sick Duck.
Nice.
And I know I stole Light's favorite band.
It's okay. We can have repeats.
Sick Duck's pretty rad, though. They got a pretty cool saxophone player.
That's always a good thing. Nice. Yeah.
Horns always make things better. My name is Emma Dawn. I'm the trumpet player and piano player and director of social media and graphic design and all that fun online jazz.
Whoa, dude.
And, man, my favorite local band. That's rough because, like, man, every time we get to play a show with somebody, I fall in love with every single one of them. I was thinking about Riches the other day, and I was sending some love down to Denver for my friend Sammy Oates and Decatur. I saw a sticker up here on the wall for those guys. But
yeah, we have a lot of stickers.
There are plenty of stickers in here. There, yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
True.
Cool. My name is Riley. I am the guitarist for the group. I'm also like PR representative kind of thing. And so I'm always trying to reach out to people and all sorts of fun stuff.
Nice.
try to be persistent.
He's the cool kid in the band.
Well, y'all are all cool kids, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Anyways,
I would agree.
What's your favorite local band? Do you have one?
It's the hard Cat to Calls.
The Cat Calls. Oh, yeah. Nice.
They
Riley,
are,
we love you.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. So cool.
Well, I'm like Goodfellow. Since we already covered Sick Duck, I'll cover Slap Happy. They're this punk.
They've been in here. Yeah, they're from Denver. They're super from cool. Denver.
They're
interesting.
Really good dudes.
Really loud music.
Very
well.
Loud.
That's
very
also
loud.
A thing.
We played a show with them at was
Lion's Lair.
Lion's Lair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a trip. It was a good time.
And then we ran into them at Foco MX this past year.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Which was super cool.
That is so cool. Yeah, Foco MX is a great place to Definitely. Meet local musicians for sure.
For real, though. Yeah.
Honestly, probably the best place.
Like 350 acts this last year. That was amazing.
That's great. It keeps getting bigger.
And
it's
like 1,700 or
1,700 submissions.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Insane. That's crazy.
How do you even choose?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know. Whoever has to choose who plays Foco MX, that's like... The big job right there.
I bet it keeps you up at night, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Some stress.
Yeah. Anyways, you guys, we have a lot to talk about. You guys are really busy people. You've released 2 albums this year, which, I don't know, that just seems kind of insane to me. Right? Like you Quoth the Horse?
Quoth the Horse.
Yep. Which is like a hip hop album that kind of came out of nowhere if you've listened to your old music. Like, I don't know, you've never delved into hip hop, but whose idea was that?
It was kind of a funny thing. It's been in the works for about a year. I'd say Light and Jack kind of spearheaded this project. It was actually about this time last year that we started dabbling, as it were.
We get a lot of inspiration from hip-hop artists.
We like a lot of hip-hop artists, and like it was definitely something where we're like, well, we'll just like experiment and we'll like workshop, and like this will like help with like some lyricism and writing and form and like whatever. And then we got into it, we're like, this is rad.
We have a lot of songs.
This is a lot of fun. Yeah. It was something I never thought I would be doing in my life, and I was having so much fun doing it.
It was really fun to make. Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask if it was hard to learn how to rap, because like rap is so technical, you know? Like,
it's very different. It's way more like acting, and like my experience as compared to singing, I delved into my theater roots for that project. Nice. That's definitely
interesting.
Yeah, it's cool because there's kind of the two sides of it. There's the actual performance of it, which is, like Emma said, absolutely like acting. And then the writing standpoint is, you know, it's really just poetry. And I was talking with a friend of ours the other day about it, and you have to really keep in mind like the meter of what you're writing while you're writing it. And then, you know, there's all of these other technical things of, you know, whatever rhyme schemes you have and, you know, whatever flows or rhythmic patterns you have going on over the course of the verse. In the writing process, it's very much, you know, like a very poetic thing, which I thought was really cool. I've been writing poetry forever.
He was that kid in junior high.
I was that kid. I was that kid with the Will Black book with my poems in.
That's cool.
Yeah, rap is so technical. I was going to ask, like, how, I don't know, what's the response been so far? Because I feel like rap,
honestly,
fans are
John
really critical.
Henry has
it's been
gotten...
one of our most popular projects right off the bat, which was a little bit surprising. But, like, I think it has a lot to do. I was thinking about this the other night. Fort Collins, especially, has such a strong hip hop community anyway. True. Like, we've been involved with, like, the Music District on and off. We've been really excited about their, like, monthly hip hop showcase project. Very excited to be a part of that here sometime soon. But, like, that's been an amazing thing. Just, like, the community around here. This is what people like.
Right.
It's intense.
I was just going to say that.
It's
I feel
raw.
Like,
it's
people
real.
Here like hip hop, but there's just not that many. I don't know. There's like more rock bands around that are local, but hip hop is kind of like something people want, but it's not really as present.
Yeah.
So, why not both, right?
Right.
I'd say it's super popular, but it's definitely like you're saying, it's like an underground hip hop group here. It's really cool.
Yeah. There's like not that many people doing it, but people want that a lot.
Yeah. We got to go back in July. We got to go to that hip hop event that they host
at the Music District.
The Music District. And it was like, I don't know. Everyone was really supportive of each other.
Mm-hmm. Ground
one
waves.
Artist. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. The artists would get up and do their song, you know, do their thing. And then after that, like everyone, you know, had their critiques, like the audience got like 5 minutes
got involved,
or something.
Yeah.
And like
told them what
constructive criticism.
That sounds really productive.
So yeah, it was really cool.
It was actually a really neat environment, like community wise.
The whole thing was kind of intended to help kind of give people like immediate feedback from the people that they're basically
going
to sell to. Mm-hmm. So then they would be encouraged to come back the next time with all their improvements.
That's so cool. And were you guys just part of the audience for that, or did you?
We were. We just that time.
Nice. But you're maybe.
But anyway, this is something that anybody can be a part of. Like if that's something you do, if you like hip hop, if you write rap, if that's something you like to do and you want to get better at it, or if you want to like see if you like it, like you just show up. Everybody, it's fair game. You sign up. They pull you out of a hat, and if you get pulled, then you can go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds so cool. And I was also going to talk about the other album you produced this year, which is called Wood, and it has more of like a folk bluegrass kind of feel to it, which
very
is
much.
Like, what were you guys listening to this whole year? Because I feel like you were listening to like Wu-Tang Clan and like Logic, and then you were like listening to like the Lumineers and like,
I
don't know, Billie Holiday.
That's basically, you nailed it.
Okay.
If so, we like it, we listen to it, and if, you know, and if we don't like it, we still listen to it anyway.
True.
And we just listen to all sorts
if
of stuff.
If we don't
and it's
like
great.
It, we've decided why we don't like it so that we can grow from it, and it's a lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
But one chance.
Yeah.
So the really, really cool thing about being an independent artist is we can set our own schedule, and we can be as in the studio as often as we want to be.
Right.
Like, we're very lucky that we live with our producer. He's our bassist.
I was going to say, your studio is your house, right?
Yeah, we can just like...
That's pretty convenient.
We did almost everything for Wood and Quoth in our living room. Mm-hmm. So,
nice.
Yeah. So again, we can set our own schedule. We can do as much or as little as we want. This year has been kind of, I'm going to air quotes. I'll say that out loud since we're on air,
right.
But, this has been our side project year. Like, we just had a whole bunch of music. We're the four of us are pretty diverse people. And as a group, we like to do a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, why not? Like, why not just like do some of these songs that like we have written already and write some new stuff for, you know, and the only thing that it has to be is acoustic. So like we did a couple of covers from Diverted Eyes, and then there were a handful of tunes that like made their debut. It was a really, really neat experience. It was a different way of recording. We got to be a little bit different musicians. And then the same thing for the hip hop project. It was something completely new. Obviously, it's not like what we've been performing live, although it is something we're trying to work in now. We have this other side of us, and we have the time, we have the ability. Absolutely, why not?
Yeah.
Like, it's just been growing our toolbox as musicians and hopefully just enhancing our experience as a live band.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it sounded like you guys added like a lot of new instruments. I think I heard a double bass and like a violin on Wood, and then rap, obviously.
Wood was a
cello.
Lot
oh, cello.
Of fun.
Not violin, the better version of the violin.
Oh, okay.
The bigger, better version.
The bigger, better version. Yeah, no, they're instruments that aren't new to us, but that we haven't necessarily incorporated yet.
New to Fat Stallion.
Yeah, and you know, even the strings and the brass, we're able to put into Diverted Eyes with this like massive sweeping, you know, symphonic sections of songs. But this was a much more intimate feel, you know, rather than trying to create the sound of a 75-piece orchestra, you know, it's like, this is a cello solo. This is one cellist sitting down and someone else is strumming guitar and I'm going to write a solo to that. And what's that going to be? Or Emma's got her hammer dulcimer that she's got hanging out in the corner of the room.
Yeah, this was a really interesting project.
I've been wanting to record that since we started
doing
it.
It's
such a neat sound.
And now we finally have.
Nice.
Yeah, and like different ways of writing. Actually, I have a couple of my classical compositions on this album. So Of All the Words and Give Me a Sign are both pieces that I wrote a few years ago while I was still studying music up at the University of Wyoming. Mm-hmm. And so it was just really kind of a neat way to come full circle for me personally, especially to like have these guys who I love dearly be involved with something that I did a long time ago and kind of just close up that, you know, like we got to record that. It's there now. And then we have like singer songwriter style songs. We have like the little jazz head and
yeah, it's just a very diverse album in general. Just, yeah. Super cool stuff.
Thank you.
Last question before we get back to the music, just because you incorporated so many different instruments, I would just want to know, do you guys have any instruments you would like to learn that you haven't yet? Cause I feel like you guys are very interested in learning.
I'd like to learn how to play the sitar.
I've gotten that a lot.
That
I asked this question.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sitar would be cool.
That would be cool. That
I've
be
got
cool.
an alto sax in my closet that I pick out every once in a while, but I'm not very good.
And you
I'd like
get better.
I'd like to get better at some point.
True.
I keep meaning to find a flute.
Oh, I used to play flute. I highly recommend.
It's great.
It's pretty.
It's a beautiful instrument.
Yeah.
I played flute a little bit in college.
Yeah. We all have a little bit of experience with pretty much
with
all
like a
of
lot
the
of
instruments. being music majors and being music education majors, one of the things is, you know, you have to like know how to play every instrument.
Cool.
Like, okay, here we go.
And then we have Emma, and she knows how to play everything.
So. I try. I fake it real good.
That's harsh. You're really good.
Oh, thank you. No, I've always kind of been that way. I'm a trumpet player at heart, but otherwise I am a multi-instrumentalist. I love learning, you know, how to apply everything I know to something new. So that's why we have the harp and the dulcimer on Wood, which actually, while we're on the topic, our next song, Like You, unfortunately, the logistics of bringing a harp to the radio station
is not going to work out.
Not so much, but I have a good stand-in. So
on your keys?
Yes.
Nice. Cool. I'm excited for that. Well, on that note, Coming up now is Like You by Fat Stallion, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
I see you once again. Who needs to go to class? I wouldn't watch the day pass by with you. Why can't we lie still together? The world will be beautiful. Like you. Look at me right now. Everything is right now with you. Just flash me a smile and make the world. This bright and shining day, watching you matching your shoes. But then let's throw them all away. Who needs to go to class? I wanna watch the day pass by with you. Why can't we lie still together? The world will be beautiful. Look at me right now, everything is right now with you. Just flash me a smile and make the world beautiful, beautiful like you. Pass by with you. Why can't we lie still together? The world will be beautiful like you. Look at me right now. Everything is right now with you. Why can't we lie still together? The world will be beautiful, beautiful like.
Coming up now is Everyday Girl by local band Fat Stallion, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
live a life like mine, we might not meet again. So enjoy every bit of time we have before the end. Before I turn to leave, please tell me you believe. And now I find myself in a vow that every day, girl, every day now.
KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on their recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard two songs by Fat Stallion. The first was Like You, and the second was Everyday Girl, which was new. Am I correct in that? That was not the new one.
But soon to finally be released, we are working on our next project. So we will get to see that on our next album, hint, hint, sometime next year, which will be Equine 2. And I know we talked a lot in the last little section about, you know, this being our side project here. Well, this next album will be a return to kind of a, air quotes, classic experience rock sound. So whatever that actually means.
And by whatever side project?
We're still figuring it out.
Oh, cool. But by side project, do you mean like, was that Quoth the Horse?
Quoth the Horse and Wood both. They weren't both really meant to be... they're not. We would
not
call them
really side projects. It's we don't have a good word for it. We've been thinking about it since we decided to do this, because it's not like, you know, we're not, we don't have complete freedom. We're not just writing songs that we like and recording them. It's, you know, very intentionally like we're going to live in the world of acoustic stuff. We're not going to touch an electric guitar. We're not going to do any synthesizer
things.
So you
were like restricting yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And, you know, what are we going to do inside the world of all acoustic stuff?
Interesting.
And then same thing with hip hop. You know, what are we going to do in, you know, like, we're trying to get a hip hop vibe, but then there are all of these like subgenres that we can kind of dig into. And now the next project, we're kind of going back to freeing ourselves up a little bit more and hopefully taking all of the stuff that we learned and applying that to all of our new stuff.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. At least for me, like, it was a lot of like tool building workshop type music.
Interesting. That's an interesting mentality that you like went into it and you're like, this is going to be a rap album and that's all it's going to be. So that's like how you produced it like that. You just were like, nope, it has to be rap.
Yeah.
Cool.
Basically. Yeah.
And the next album, you're like allowing yourself to like make songs that you want to hear more or less.
Not to say that we didn't like anything we did.
No, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah. No. But cool. Yeah, more or less.
Cool. And you, I feel like you guys have like a lot of side hobbies. Like I know, Emma, you paint, right? Or you painted some of the album covers you did?
She did.
Almost all of them.
All of
the ones that were painted.
Yeah.
Right.
I painted and or photographed and digitally edited all of our album art. That's
awesome. That's cool.
Heck yeah.
And then Riley, you like do some acting on the side. Is that right? And I don't know. You guys did like a video project for Diverted Eyes and all that. You guys have a lot of creative outlets.
Slowly getting into like cinematography and that whole aspect of like creating. The visual album for Diverted Eyes was a cool experience where initially we just wanted to do a music video for every song on the album.
Oh, right.
And every song ends up having a very comparable vibe to it because we wrote it all in the same kind of time frame where we're all like living together. It's this very like, you know,
transition.
Very transitionary kind of like moment in our lives where we're saying, okay, like we're going to leave school, we're going to move down to Colorado and be professional musicians, whatever that means. And, you know, these are the songs that like came out of that thought process. So then all of the videos that we ended up coming up with kind of fit that same mindset, and they ended up all fitting together. As we were in the planning process of like what video is going to go where, we're like, well, this kind of tells a story. Let's just make it a movie tell a story. So we did. Oh. It's really abstract so that every music video can be like a kind of entity unto itself, but
it also makes sense together.
Exactly. They all flow together too, which was a really cool thing.
That was a fun project.
We've never done anything like that before.
Yeah.
On that note, there is one video that has yet to be released, and that is for a very good reason. If anybody has noticed, I want to pull this up really fast, but our friend Madison, who goes to school down in Denver for film, we worked with her for the music video for Bridges, and it turned out amazing. But since almost a year ago that we filmed it, she's been entering into film festivals and competitions, and just like a month or so ago, it was shown in Cleveland for an international independent film festival, and I think won third place.
Nice.
Like,
won third place, yeah.
And
she did a really good job.
Oh my gosh, they did an amazing job.
Yes. And she filmed
the music video you're talking about right now.
Yes.
Awesome.
Which actually, I should say, photographed it because it is all it's a stop motion feel.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was pretty involved.
Wow. I was going to ask, like, what was the hardest one to film, because I know you did like a lot of different sections for that, but that probably takes the cake for like,
in
the hardest.
Some ways the hardest, in some way the easiest, because we just showed up, were the talent, and then left. It was amazing.
Oh, right,
because
she did all the work.
We weren't organizing it, so.
There was four, well, I guess you could say three videos that we outsourced and used like friends of ours, other directors, people that we know outside of the band, and they like essentially directed it, shot it, and edited it. And then there was one tune that Light did all of that for, and I did all of the rest. So from one standpoint, that was the most complicated shoot, but also we could be kind of brain dead through the whole process. Because we were basically just like
the
claymation models.
Yeah. Right.
That they're like, okay, now put your hand here. And now,
and you
now
just followed orders.
Be scared. And we're like, okay, we're going to do that. Yeah.
I think like one of the harder shots to shoot, like doing stop motion, was pretending to fall.
Yeah.
Because
they had you sit on like a green box.
Sideways.
And then you're sitting there like
acting like you're falling, but not actually falling.
And you're just like working your abs.
Oh my God. I was sweating.
There was a couple that were a bit of a workout.
Mm. But yeah, if anyone is interested in seeing this, she also entered it into another. There's the Horsetooth International Film Festival, which will be happening the first time this year. It'll be down in Loveland. It's this weekend.
Ooh.
So tomorrow night is actually the gala, and our section will be shown Sunday afternoon is when the music videos are shown. So we'll be there for sure, because it'll be the first time we see it on a big screen.
Oh, nice. That'll be fun.
So if anybody's interested in seeing this, I know that there are tickets for the event. It is the Horsetooth International Film Festival.
In Loveland. Not too far away.
No, not too far. And if you want to hang out down there, we will be there with you.
Yay. That's what I like about local bands. They're always the one that hang out with their fans.
That's a fact.
True. Last question before we get back to the music. I know you guys like have a lot of creative hobbies, which we've talked about, but if you had all the time in the world, what's like a hobby you would like to commit more time to? Basically?
Travel.
That's a good one.
I would go the place.
Same.
If travel was free, like.
Yeah. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I train jiu-jitsu. And
oh, right.
Basically, I feel terrible because I don't get to do that all the time that I'm not playing drums.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good one. What about you, folk?
I'm stuck. I like so many things.
Right. Okay. I know. I feel
pick
like
one.
It's hard to answer.
I can't. I have ADD, Jeremiah.
It's okay. It's all good.
I get about halfway through a project before I decide I want to do another. But I would really like to spend more time on all of my, I guess I'm going to call it string crafts, like embroidery and anything
Oh, nice.
With yarn. I'd really like to spend more time doing that, because that's something that I have actually held on to for a long time and that I really feel like I could develop.
Cool. That's an interesting answer.
I liked Riley's answer a lot.
Traveling? Travel. Yeah, I would say that too.
I would love to travel more too.
Mm-hmm.
But since I need to come up with a different answer.
You don't need to, but you can.
I would say, even though I know it's still like music related and everyone else said not music related things, since I don't get to like pursue it quite as much, focusing on all of the other creative outlets that we get to do as the band, I'm a conductor as well. I conduct like a youth orchestra out of Southern Wyoming. And to be able to pursue that more, I think would be really cool. I really enjoy conducting. I as soon as I started college and doing music, I wanted to take like conducting lessons and conducting classes. And they're like, no, you have to pass your piano proficiency first. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. I'll do the piano thing, but I really want to conduct. That would be really cool.
You seem like a conductor. I don't know why, but it seems like you have the authority.
It's the jacket.
For that. It's the jacket. It is the jacket. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's got lapels. You know, it's fancy.
Lapel. I don't even know what that is, but I will believe it. Anyways, nice. On that note, let's get back to the music. Coming up now is Wings and a Smile by local band Fat Stallion.
You told me the other day.
see it in your smile. Your thoughts were in the clouds. The only one who gets you, only one with shelter from the storm. It hurt deep down seeing you forget that I'm here for you. But I also had to smile seeing you better than before.
Coming up now is Big Break by Fat Stallion, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
In his eyes are just reflections, and when you speak of stars, I know that we can fly. Songs and sails on the wings of angels, just keep your eyes bright as the ever
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. We just heard Wings and a Smile and Big Break by Fat Stallion. Thank you guys for coming in and playing all that music. It was really fun having you guys. You guys looked like you had a really fun time in that last song. The energy was up a lot. Do you guys have any upcoming shows or projects you want to let the Fort Collins community know about before we're done?
Our next show is October 11th at Funkworks.
Nice. Is that where? What city is that in?
That's up here in Fort Collins.
I'm down. Cool. Right off Lincoln Street.
I'm a genius. Nice.
Nah, you're good.
And then you have that video thing in Loveland this weekend.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. And new music in the future next year, right? Or am I wrong with that?
That's the plan.
Most likely.
That's the plan. I mean, yeah, it could always change.
We could do whatever we want. We could release it tomorrow. You don't
Whoa.
Know.
We don't Bring have a world. We don't have a label breathing down our neck, so right. we could do whatever we want. It's great.
That's exactly. fun.
Well, it's hey, great. While I'm still echoey and dramatic, I want to take a moment to say, if you listen to the show and if you find us on social media, it's Fat Stallion Band, or find our website, fatstallion.com. If you send us a message that you listen to the show, we will definitely get some brand new merch to you.
New merch.
Just shoot us a message. I mean, we'd like that anyway. We want to talk to you guys. I mean, that's and the fun coffee. Part about being a part of our local shows, and we love so much. We want to say thank you for having us back.
Loads
no of problem. Fun. You guys have been great to work with the last couple of times we've been here, and it's always just so much fun.
I walk by the place where we first met, the way you looked when I